More than 2.5 million children across the U.S. are being raised by grandparents or other relatives. That's according to Generations United, a nonprofit that supports these so-called grand families. Drug-addicted, mentally ill, or incarcerated parents are among the reasons why. Kathy Ritchie of Here Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports on an organization in Arizona that is trying to help these grand families.
On a Saturday afternoon, families are streaming into a park in Glendale, a Phoenix suburb. The grills are fired up, and laughter and conversation fill the air, along with the smell of burgers. This is the annual Grand Families Picnic, hosted by Duet, one of the few organizations in Phoenix that supports grand families. And it turns out there are a lot of grandparents who are acting like parents again. Take 56-year-old Marcia Sherman.
The hard thing was switching from grandparent, where you spoil your first grandchild, to now you, the parent, you're in a different role as far as you have to be disciplinary, and you can't be the spoil them and send them home because they don't go home.
Sherman and her husband Brian started taking care of their grandson when he was 2. He's now 13.
There were a lot of things we had to learn, like car seat 101. As far as car seats had changed, a lot of things had changed. Getting back into daycares, diapers.
Like a lot of grandparents here, this was not in the plans. They'd raised their kids, but their daughter was addicted to methamphetamines. She was going to jail, and their grandson had become a ward of the state. So they decided to adopt him. Here's Brian.
It is what it is, you know. He's my son, and I'm going to do the best I can to make sure he grows up to be a good man. That's it.
Victoria Gray and her husband raised 9 of their grandkids. They took in their first grandbaby in 1993.
You find yourself at PTA meetings, and you're 40, 50 years old, and everybody else is in their 20s. And you're like, I'm here for PTA. And the children had different things, like kids were teasing them, like, why is your grandmother here all the time? Where's your mother?
Their granddaughter, Dejanera Nichols, is 15.
I felt embarrassed when I was little because I didn't have a mom or a dad to take me to my dances, my PTO, my parents' teacher conferences.
And that's what makes an event like this all the more important, says Patricia Dominguez, the director of kinship services at Duet.
We are just about ready to get started. We will have, there's some free plays for the kids.
And I often hear them express how great of a time they have with us because they're not having to explain where mom is or what's happening, why do they live with their grandparents.
And what's happening, says Dominguez, is addiction.
Right now, meth and heroin are the top two choice drugs of choices.
Patricia Taylor's 3-year-old grandson was born addicted to heroin. He spent 17 days in the hospital. Taylor, who's 67, has had him ever since.
It's harder physically. It's less hard mentally, I think, because I know more about children and I've learned from my mistakes.
You can hear regret in Taylor's story.
I'm providing quite the structure for him, whereas when I raised my daughter, Dr. Spock had a book that said, you know, don't hurt their feelings, and I didn't provide a lot of structure for my daughter, and I think that's part of the reason she ended up like she did.
Besides wanting to get it right, so to speak.
All of us in this group worry about surviving long enough to be able to raise them. You know, that's all of our biggest fears.
Another fear, says Denise Bodeman, who's a principal lecturer at Arizona State University's School of Social and Family Dynamics, is the return of the parent.
Because many of these children are there, not legally. They're just there. They are off the books.
Bodeman says it's estimated that for every 1 child that's in the foster care system and living with a grandparent or relative, there are 20 others who are not in the system. So 2 things. The grandparents may not have any legal rights, and the number of kids living under those circumstances could be much higher than reported. When we look at all of the issues related to this, it's easy to say, well, it affects a small percentage of Americans, but
it affects every one of us. And when we look at all the issues related to grandparenting, financial is up there. It costs them money.
According to the nonprofit group Generations United, more than 1 in 5 grandfamilies live below the poverty line, which could mean relying on public or private agencies for things like food or beds. Some grandfamilies tap into their retirement to make ends meet. There's also the trauma many of these kids experience early in life. Again, Duet's Patricia Dominguez.
You've got maybe defiant behavior, separation anxiety. It's those trust factors. For some of the grandparents, the anger are some issues.
And these issues don't just go away. Being a part of this modern family that's emerging in large part because of the opioid crisis means more resources are needed, not just for the addict, but for their families who are literally picking up the pieces. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.